Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the Muslim community, and to be more specific, it is about the status and rank of the Muslim community. This is a topic that has been alluded to and touched upon in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "You are the best nation ever brought forth for mankind. You bid what is right and forbid what is wrong, and have faith in Allah. And if the people of the book had believed, it would have been better for them. Among them, some are faithful, but most of them are transgressors." Which kind of alludes to the fact that the Muslim community is an elite community in the eyes of God, and it has a purpose. It has a specific purpose with respect to humanity in general. It has been almost delegated and sent to guide other human beings towards the truth. It has this responsibility, and this is its function. In this connection, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following: "My nation is a blessed one, whether its first early Muslims is the best or its last at the end of time is not known." Meaning, which kind of alludes to the fact that the Muslims at the beginning of Islam are almost equal in rank to the ones at the end of time, the ones who will come at the end. And also the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This community of mine is a nation compassioned upon by Allah." And he said, "Surely you complete 70 communities of which you are the best and the most honored before Allah." Of course, the reason why the Muslim community is the best and has been honored is because God sent the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad to them. And otherwise, in and of themselves, essentially, they have no dignity and nobility. If they are noble and they have been honored, it is because to them the Quran has been sent and the Holy Prophet was delegated to them and they accepted it. Also, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported as having said, "Give good news to this nation of exaltedness, religion, superiority, victory, and power in the land." In which the Holy Prophet, he alludes to five distinctions of the nation of Islam: exaltedness, one; second, religion, two; superiority, three; victory, four; and finally, power. Power in the earth and power in the land. And that's why the Prophet said, "The best of my community are the most abstemious in the world and the most desirous of the hereafter." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the status and rank of the Muslim community in the eyes of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.